This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Frank Stacio in Washington, sitting in for Neil Conan. In just a few moments, we will take a look into the new census numbers that show growing second-generation immigrants to this country tend to do better than their parents. And we want to hear from you. If your parents immigrated to the United States, how did that affect your success in life? And if you were an immigrant yourself, what did you expect? What do you expect for yourself, and what do you expect for your children? Immigration is the subject in just a few moments. Give us a call at 800-989-TALK, 800-989-8255. But first, news out of Iraq. The winning Shiite party from last month's Iraqi elections has settled on a candidate for prime minister today. Ibrahim Jafari's nomination is still waiting for approval from the larger coalition of parties, but his eventual success is very likely. So to learn more about the man and his politics, we turn to Time magazine reporter Bobby Ghosh in Baghdad. Bobby, welcome.
Thank you, Frank. Nice to be on.
Tell us a little bit about Ibrahim Jafari.
Well, he is he's 58 years old. He is a career, he was trained as a doctor, a family doctor in an Iraqi medical college. But he has been a career politician for most of his adult life. He leads a party known as the Islamic Dawah, or the Islamic Call Party, which, as the name suggests, has very strong religious leanings. But that said, he himself is a fairly modern and seems to have a secular outlook. He prefers to dress in Western-style business suits rather than traditional Arab clothing. He spent about two decades in exile after Saddam Hussein cracked down on his party, and he spent a lot of that time in London, in the UK. And in fact, his wife, who is a surgeon, and their five children still live in London, although I imagine they'll probably be moving to Baghdad pretty soon.
How is he viewed by Iraq's other major ethnic groups, the Kurds and the Sunnis?
He's quite well liked. There are not that many reliable opinion polls in this country, as you can imagine, but there was one in the last summer, and that seemed to suggest he was the most popular politician in the country. The only two personalities ahead of him in that poll were both religious figures, Ayatollah Sistani and Muqtada Sadr. Most of us, of course, come from fellow Shias, but I have spoken to Kurds and Sunnis, both political leaders as well as the men in the street, and they all seem to be willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, at the very least. They recognize that this is a difficult time for Iraq. The new government, the new parliament, has some serious challenges ahead of it, and they acknowledge that at the very least he's a serious man who deserves to be given a chance.
All right, and you've said that he's seen as a moderate. This is despite the fact that he did have religious training in Iran and is a member of the Dawah Party, which is, as you say, a Shiite party. So he's not seen then as one who has leanings toward Iran. This is somebody whose credentials are nationalistic and Iraqi?
Well, to start with the first point, the Iraqis like to see a little bit of religion in their leaders. This is a very religious part of the world. Iraqis are very religious people, and I think they would be quite uncomfortable with a political leader who wasn't religious. The Dawah Party, as this is true of a number of Shia opposition groups, spent much of its exile in Iran and has strong connections with the Iranians. And there is a certain level of suspicion about that. There's a certain level of uncertainty. The fact is that the winning slate of candidates in the January 30th election had a number of political leaders who spent their exile in Iran. And clearly, the majority of voters didn't think that mattered at all. I think they recognized that they had a choice between political leaders who spent exile in the West and political leaders who spent exile in Iran. And in some senses, Dr. Jafari bridges both of those groups because, as I said, he spent a lot of years in.
All right, Bobby, thank you very much for joining us.
Anytime, Frank.
Bobby Ghosh is his profile of Ibrahim Jafari appears in the current issue of Time magazine, and we reached him at Time's Baghdad Bureau.